All right, so I don't like to pour gas on a raging fire, but I think you got to hear me through on this.
Okay.
MC Hammer.
Sure.
You can't touch this, and then it stops. And then it stopped Hammer Time, which is in like 1 minute right now. So I feel like timing-wise, I just clocked that.
Oh, my.
Well done, dude.
Very creative.
A big answer.
Martin.
And apropos with the timing.
How about that?
Well done. And with that, let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer.
That was good.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
That's creepy. It was so well timed.
Because you didn't know
he had
it.
To wait for a long time to get that in there, and it was the last call right before Beat the Hammer.
That was impressive.
The perfect interjection.
That
right
was
there.
Impressive. All right, our contestant today in Beat the Hammer will be playing for a red Phillies hat. Get yourself in gear for this baseball season with a red Phillies hat, or hopefully our contestant Rob in Havertown doesn't, because with 246 wins and a mere 41 losses, chances are I will win. But I lost last week. I could use a bounce back, and we welcome our contestant Rob in Havertown. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Well, great. Pretty good, but I'm a little shaky because I lost last week, and I'm hoping to not have that happen again, so we shall see. Rob, are you a confident, knowledgeable sports fan?
Well, I faced you before a couple summers ago, and I lost in overtime.
Oh, okay.
What was the score that led to overtime?
And what was the topic?
It was 4-4.
Ooh,
and
whoa!
We both got the last question wrong. We were both off by a year. And then I choked in overtime where I froze on the question and couldn't even get an answer out.
What was the category?
It was a MLB trade deadline.
Ah, wow. Nice.
I like the sound of this.
Wow. Two in a row that I've lost, I believe, has only happened twice, I think. So I'm going to try to avoid that. And
wow, the fact that crosses your mind, I think that says something.
I'm pinking up here.
That's
good.
Yeah.
I mean, I never
you can sense.
Up.
You can self-sense the pinking?
I can. I feel it. I feel the shame of last week's loss. All right, I am going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you there, Robbie.
Nah, good luck to you, too.
Scram. Get out of here.
Bobby. Henry.
All right, we get it.
Man.
We get it.
He went wrong name with
Bob.
All right, all right. Why are you still here? Leave.
Yeah, he just marched off.
Jeez Louise.
Wow. Yeah, this is great. Exciting. Exciting moment, Rob.
Yeah.
We are all behind you.
We believe in you, Rob.
Yes.
I'm ready to go.
Just some people hanging out, having fun. All right, is he safely ensconced in the soundproof freezer?
Yes, he is.
All right. Yeah. Rob, you ready to play a game we call Beat the Ham?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. Our category for the week. As the NBA regular season has now wrapped up, we are in the play-in tournament. We're looking back on the regular season, a little NBA trivia from this season. Are you ready to roll, sir?
Let's go.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Only three qualified players in the Eastern Conference scored more points per game than Tyrese Maxey. Name one of them. What?
Pass.
The Detroit Pistons were one of two teams who failed to reach 20 wins this season. Name the other.
Wizards.
Joel Embiid and Luka Doncic were two of seven players who scored 60 or more points in a single game this season. Name one of the other five.
Who were the two that you said?
I said Doncic and Embiid.
Pass.
Nick Nurse is one of three head coaches currently in the playoffs who are in their first season with their team. Name one of the other two.
Pass.
Three qualified players average over 30 points per game this season. Name one of them.
SGA.
Only three qualified players in the Eastern Conference scored more points per game than Tyrese Maxey. Name one of them.
Time.
All right, we got two. Yeah, honestly, these are hard this week.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, they're hard this week. I think two's pretty solid. I think two's pretty decent. I think
he
got a chance.
That was something. It felt like he really did.
We're going to put you on hold, Robbie.
The processing part was...
it's a lot. No, yeah. We're going to wave.
This is good. Joe could get a little frusty with this.
Yeah, I hope so.
A little frusty.
Yeah, I think it's a solid score here.
All right. He's back.
The peeper returns.
Behold the peeper.
The peeper.
So, a couple things. First off, this music is classic.
It's so good. It's so
really
good.
Is. Second, I can't tell you how many times I'm back there in the soundproof kitchen in the beautiful Borgata, and I ask myself, self, why do you get so nervous for a trivia contest? Like, I might win, I might lose, I'll probably win, but it rattles my nerves. God, I can't stand it sometimes. All right.
Do you believe this is shortening your life? I think you said at one point.
Wow. I mean, it's theoretically.
What a dark way to go with it.
Stress is not good
it was
for it.
That stressful that it was taking wow. moments off your life.
Well.
And not to, you know,
I think that was
stress.
After a loss that you said that, so it might have just been a bad day.
Yeah.
Were you saying right?
You
have
but
an
you
audience.
Take it hard. I what?
You have an audience. You got five people over there right, who are waiting to watch you live.
Locked in.
All right. I'm going to try. James,
how did Robin do? Yeah. You ready here? Don't stress.
I've been ready.
It's all good. We're just hanging out, talking sports, but you probably should stress because you care about your record and all that good stuff. All right, you ready to roll here?
Sure.
All right. Category for the week. We got the play-in tournament wrapping up tonight. We are wrapping up the NBA regular season today. This is some NBA trivia from the regular season. Ray Roll.
Shai Gilgeous.
Ray Roll?
Is that the proper way to say his name?
Yes, it is. Gilgeous? That is correct.
Okay, who, by the way, I swear to, let me just say quickly.
Clock has started. This is ridiculous.
I swear to God, I had a dream yesterday afternoon. The Sixers traded Tobias and Maxey for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, my God.
I would do that.
The most random dream ever. All right, that was just a dream for anyone tuning in. That's not real. All right, James, go ahead.
Thank you for saying it's not real.
Well,
so
no, James,
not
no, you know why I said that? You know what's a weird thing in radio?
My gosh, there's 20 seconds.
People can tune in at any moment.
There is always someone tuning in at any moment.
No, you're
there's
right.
Always
and they hear you
someone
say
tuning
that.
In. So if they hear me say that trade, like, you know, all right, let's go.
All right.
All righty.
Here we go. Question number one, 55 seconds. The clock will start as soon as the first question is finished being asked. Here we go. Question number one. Only three qualified players in the Eastern Conference scored more points per game than Tyrese Maxey. Name one of them.
Tatum.
The Detroit Pistons were one of two teams who failed to reach 20 wins this season. Name the other.
I will come back to it.
Joel Embiid and Luka Doncic are two of seven players who had 60 or more points in a single game this season. Name one of the other five.
60 games, you said Joel and Luka?
I said Joel and Luka.
I will say Towns.
That's correct. Nick Nurse is one of three head coaches currently in the playoffs who are in their first season with their team. Name one of the other two.
Boy. I'll say... Doc Rivers.
Correct. Three qualified players average 30 or more points per game. Name one of them.
SGA, Shai Gilgeous.
Correct.
Alexander.
My
and 20 wins, I'll say the Spurs.
Incorrect. It's the Wizards. A 4-2 victory.
All right. All right. That's solid. That's a solid job right there by the hammer. I was stressed. This guy, Ralph, freaking freaked me out with getting four right a couple years ago and pushing me to overtime. But you survive. You advance. And you be an ass kicker. And that's what we need Joel to be for the next 2 months. Thank you very much. Rob, you were more like Karl Anthony Towns, and I was more like a healthy Embiid.
Well, Joe, I'm not going to hear the end of this. So because of the past year and a half, my friends have been making fun of me because I choked in overtime, and I choked again. So I am not going to hear the end of this.
Well, I don't know that you choked. You just got bested by a better man.
Well, you know,
let me ask you a question, Rob. When that guy in Gaul, whoever that guy was, lost to Caesar, like, did he choke? Or did he just get his ass kicked by Caesar? Like, history doesn't remember that guy. History remembers Caesar. Vinny frickin' Vici. I'm out of order. What do I do?
Vinny Vici.
Sorry.
I went Caesar on his ass.
I did. You, Rob, first time. I'm back. The hammer is back. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Even though I got a little out of order there.
Oh, boy.
You were out of order, sir. All
right, this whole courtroom's out of order.
Rob, because you seem like a relatively knowledgeable guy, we're going to award you this Phillies cap. I think you deserve it. You sound like you know your stuff. But I want you to look into that camera today, Rob, in order to get the hat and say, I got bested by the better man.
You can keep the hat.
Oh, yes!
All right, Robbie, get out of here.
Phenomenal.
With victory 247. With that, we shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All right, we'll take the, what number is Joel? 21? No, we won't
21.
Go
21, we won't go
what,
21.
What number is Maxie?
We go 3.
Maxie 0.
Two plus 1.
In honor of Tyrese Maxey, the zero caller. All right. No, we'll take
seven. This,
right,
how about no, Lowry?
I got
seven.
It. The Sixers are going for their third championship. Don't
take
believe
that.
Any of that
good
nonsense.
Work.
The Syracuse Nationals thing freaking counts, all right? Syracuse Nationals championship does not count as the Philadelphia 76ers championship. They won in 67. They won in 83. It's been a long time. The quest for number three is on the line. We'll take the third caller on the contest line. In honor of the Sixers quest, caller three, 215-988-1258. Caller three, you will be competing in Beat the Hammer.